Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings to you. I am Elijah Muhammad, the preacher.
Hello. First, thanks to all in our listening audience who helped to make these programs possible. Your continued support of this program is greatly appreciated. Write to Muhammad's Mosque No. 2, 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Thanks again for your support in making the teaching of the religion of Islam by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad by writing to 5335 South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Today's broadcast is originating from the Chicago Coliseum, where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke on the topic, War and the Problem of the American Negro. Mr. Muhammad is being introduced by Minister Louis X of Muhammad's Mosque No. 11 from Boston. We take you to the Coliseum, where Minister Louis is about to introduce the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, I am not going to detain you from the great moment that we have waited for now 2 years. Brothers and sisters, the moment for which we have waited has arrived. The hours that we spent in prayer and fasting for a strong, healthy return of our beloved leader and teacher has been answered. They have said that the crowd that is gathered here today came out to see the new heavyweight champion of the world, Cassius Clay. I want to say this to any one of you who are foolish enough to make such ignorant statements, that two years ago in this very same auditorium, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad spoke to over 13,000 people, and Mr. Cassius Clay did not fight the night before. These people who are here are not here to see a great physical fighter. A physical fighter did not gather these people from all over the country and all over the world. But these people, all the praise is due to Allah, these people who are here today have gathered to hear the heavyweight champion of wisdom. One wiser than Solomon, one wiser than Moses, one wiser than Daniel, one wiser than Jesus. We are here to hear the man that was made in the image of God for you.
Thank you.
of my life. From a tender little child, I heard my mother talking with her friends about how black people were kissing hell all over these United States of America. From a little boy, I heard my mother say how black people had built this country with sweat and with blood, and yet were denied the right to stand up as a man with dignity and self-respect. I used to go to my room and lay in the bed and cry and say to myself, oh God, isn't there someone for us? Isn't there someone who can help us out of our trouble? And I knew that after 400 years, we had never produced either a son or a daughter that could take us by the hand and lead us to freedom, justice, and equality. I searched for this man. I went to school and it wasn't there. I went to college and it wasn't there. I traveled these United States and show business and it wasn't there. I had money in my pocket, but it wasn't there. I had fame, but it wasn't there. When I was 11 years old, I went to my uncle. And my uncle had the picture of a black man on his wall. I said to my uncle, I said, Uncle, who is that man? He said, that man is a man who came to unite us. That man is a man who came to help us to do something for ourselves. I said, what is his name, Uncle? He said, his name is Marcus Garvey. I said to my uncle, bring a chair. I stood on the chair to look into this man's face. And after I had studied his face, I turned and said to my uncle, I said, Uncle, where is this man? And my uncle said, that man is dead. The tears ran down my face because the man that my soul was searching for was dead. But little did I know that here in this city of Chicago, 9 years ago to this very day, to this very hour, that I would meet the man that I had looked for and searched for and longed for all the days of my life. I am blessed beyond Jesus, beyond Moses, beyond Muhammad, because I have sat with him. I walked with him. I talked with him. He taught me. He clothed me. He fed me. He made me a man. He gave me a bone in my back. Yes, I am standing up today not for a white man, not for a dead God. But I'm standing today and willing to die. Not only willing to live, but willing to die for this little meek and humble black man that we are about to hear. All praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. This man doesn't know the meaning of fear. If they could have made him afraid, he would have been afraid a long, long time ago. But because he's fearless, he makes us fearless. And now today, all over North America, the little scared sheep are giving the wolf hell. All praise is due to Allah, brothers and sisters. A man that was run through the wilderness for 7 years, running from his enemies. 5 years he spent in the federal penitentiary, not because he's a wrongdoer, not because he had broken the white man's law, but because they feared this great truth in his mouth during a time when America was at war. They jailed our leader and teacher. All praise is due to Allah. They thought they were stopping the progress of the great truth at his mouth. But in 1947, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left prison, more fiery than ever. He had only 4 temples when he left prison. But now he has a temple, and his word has gone throughout the 50 states of America. From the Gulf of Mexico to the Canadian border, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and across the waters, they are standing up in Ghana, in Guinea, in Indonesia, in China, in Pakistan. Even the white man in Europe, in Czechoslovakia, in Canada, the white people are trying to be converted to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're even asking, Oh, Muhammad, can I join up with you? They're giving Muhammad credit for speaking out against their own brothers for your and my mistreatment at their hands. Brothers and sisters, if this man has not met with God, you tell me who taught him what he knows. You tell me who gave him what he has. All praise is due to Allah. One word from his mouth has stopped us from drinking, stopped us from smoking. Smoking. 32 years he told us that smoking was no good. He stopped us from it overnight. Stopped us from drug addiction. Stopped us from drinking wine and standing on the corner. Took the needle out of some of our brother's arms with just a word from his mouth. Just a word from his mouth has put love in our hearts for each other. And we are now willing to live for one another. We're willing to die for one another. Just from the words from his mouth. I say, who is this man? What kind of man is he? I'm here to tell you, what came you out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind. No, not my Muhammad. My Muhammad will never shake. My Muhammad will never be bent by any wind it blows. Not my Muhammad. Oh, no. What came you out in the wilderness to see? Someone dressed in soft raiment? No, the Bible says they're in the king's house. Those that got soft raiment, they're with the white man. Those that are eating chicken and lamb and steak and talking big and bad in behalf of the white man, they're with him. But what did you come out here to see? A prophet? No, more than a prophet. You have come to see the greatest living human being on our planet. One raised from the dead. One who has power over death. One who will say to death, oh grave, where is thy victory? Oh death, where is thy sting? Are you ready to see Muhammad? Are you ready? Oh grave, you far off. Are you ready to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Are you ready to listen to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Are you ready for me to bring it forward to you? It gives me the greatest honor, the greatest privilege to present to you the example for all human beings. A man in whom there is no doubt, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, as I greet you. Salaam alaikum.
The most merciful, to whom all praises is due, the Lord of the worlds, the most merciful, the finder and life giver, to we the lost found, members of our own kind, in the Western Hemisphere, blind, deaf, and dumb. Mentally dead.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, dear Father.
We think Almighty God, Allah, who appeared in the person of Master Farad Muhammad. For his visit and his claim of us, and for the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that he has given to us of ourselves and others, and of the greatest of all, the knowledge of God and the devil. I'm thankful to Allah, secretaries of the various mosques. I am happy to be here this afternoon to look in your faces as you are to look in my face. I thank Allah for granting to you his protection along the highways and on the railroad and in the air to bring you here safe this afternoon just to see me and hear me say a few words. You didn't come of your own spirit. It was the spirit of the life giver who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad that brought you here. It is he that is uniting us. It is he that is bringing you and I into love of each other for the first time since that we have been in the Western Hemisphere. And I'm very happy to say that my ministers have said all that is necessary to say. And I could stand here and thank Allah all the afternoon for them. I didn't know I had such flames of fire. They are absolutely a flame of fire. Spiritual fire, not literary fire. This is a proof of the times that we are living in, what we may expect, and what has happened in the United States of North America.
Yes, sir.
This is a proof and example of the life-giving word that Almighty God has brought to us, the truth. It is again a proof and an example of your divine membership of the Almighty God himself. You come at the call of God. You are out in your home at the call of Almighty God because that you are from him. And for the first time in 6,000 years have God made himself known. For the past 6,000 years, God of righteousness, the God of freedom, justice, and equality, was absolutely absent from our eyes. And men have began to teach, and are teaching, that he is a mystery, a God that is not known. That's what mystery means. Unknown. They have made everything for God. They have bowed down to everything, even to wood and stone for God. They have taken even elements and bowed down, worshipped even dumb animals for God. They have absolutely worshipped, seen life for God, and even back to themselves. I say today, the day, the 26th day of February, 19, principle. This day, 87 years ago,
yes, sir,
a Savior was born. The Jews?
No, sir.
Not to go in the way of the Gentiles?
Yes, sir.
But to go after that particular people that was lost and swallowed up?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, dear.
By the people of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Not seeking to save that was lost of Israel. But that which was in Israel, that didn't belong to Israel. Not seeking for something that did not belong to him or his people, but seeking actual members of his own people that was lost among strangers, the white race. And we just think over the history of our
fallen asleep in Christ,
are being lost.
If in God only we have hope in Christ,
there's enough for us to jump and run. And ask, where is the way to our native land?
Yes, sir.
A Savior is born. Not to save the Jews from their sins.
Yes.
But to save the poor lost and bound Negroes from the sin of the white people.
Go ahead, dear brother.
It's good and truth hurts. I hope that you bear with me and don't think that I am proud of myself. Don't think that I want to boast. Don't think that I want to criticize anyone. I just want to tell the truth. And if I don't tell the truth, then I will be held responsible for not telling. I have been risen up among my people here, not from abroad, but from here, to teach them the way of truth, the way to the author of truth, the way back to themselves. A Savior. That's a great man coming to save someone. What is that someone? How are they in such condition that a Savior must come? What condition they are in? Why cannot they save themselves? Where are they that they must be saved?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, dear Father.
Why should they be redeemed?
Yes, sir. All right, dear Father.
Who are they from that they must be redeemed against?
Take your time.
Who owns them that they must be redeemed from?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Why, if they're not the property of the ones that they are under, why not they give them up? Why should our Savior have to come after them? Why should our Savior have to come and teach them that they belong to their own people? Why should they have to be taught that they have not been serving the true God? Why have they have to be taught that they have not have been
believing in the true religion of God. A Savior is born.
Yes, sir. All right.
What will a Savior do?
Yes, sir.
The book says in the first chapter of Matthew that he will save his people from their sins. If a Savior is born to save his people from sin, we cannot preach that Jesus went to his own people and saved them from their sins 2,000 years ago. He did not do so. So there is something wrong with the writer. He did not go seeking after the lost sheep that was in the house of Israel. Remember, he said that he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
All right, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let's look at this.
Yes, sir.
Israel is not lost, but there is a sheep in the house of Israel that is lost. I want you to listen good. You that studies this scripture, and if I make a mistake, I wish that you write me and tell me, or tell me no. I want to show you the truth of it. Israel was not lost. Where was she lost then? Moses had led Israel into a land that they call in the scripture the promised land. The very land that Israel is now trying to hold to. Palestine. How could Israel be lost? You said she was lost in sin. He had to redeem her from sin. How could he redeem sin from sin? You can't redeem sin from sin. Israel, he denounced that by nature she was sin. I want you to listen. Go after the lost sheep. They didn't think of that enough of us to call us lost human beings. They call us the lost sheep. Never mind, that's all right. We will take all of that too. Where should we go seeking him? Jesus didn't find him. Jesus said before he died that he, meaning die, I come to thee, O Father. I leave the world. It's expedience that I go, that he died, as all other prophets have died. Amen.
South Greenwood Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60615. Today's broadcast is a continuation of last week's broadcast where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is addressing more than 5,000 persons at the Chicago Coliseum on the topic war and the problem of the so-called American Negro. We take you to the Coliseum where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is speaking.
Boom! I'm no more with them. I must die. I can't tell you, get understanding. He says, I cannot tell you all. If he was the life giver, the resurrector of the dead, he should not speak no such language, and I can't tell you all. If you have come to resurrect me, You mean to tell me you don't know all the truth of God? Then you can't lead me to God.
I know some of you Christians are flinching, but I say, study your book. You are struck off from the prophet that was here 2,000 years ago. Was none other than just a prophet. He wasn't what you think that he is.